Log Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through you, motherfucking speaker. Be well. Always will be. A beautiful nightmare. I got some people in the studio tonight. If y'all hear my mom in the background, you know, just know I got it on it. Just know I got it on it. You know, it's a happy day for me today, and I'm still a little, you know, tossed up as usual. You know, I'm still trying to bounce back. I stay on those narcotics, so, you know, if I make a mistake, just laugh it off. Laugh it off for me, because I can't laugh. It hurts. So, you know, I'm going to take some extra pills so I can ride this thing on out. Shout out to Showstopper. Okay. Whew. You know, it's Sayonara Sunday. And for those of you all who don't know what that means, give me a minute. Welcome back to the old listeners. You know, we're doing the damn thing over here at HTR. It goes down. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I got some more numbers in today. Well, not more numbers. I'm going to because I want to shout these countries out. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I believe in giving reverence where reverence is due. Shout out to the UK. You know, I have to, I may be wrong for that because since I'm over here in the USA, but however, the UK, they're on the other side of, you know, the world, and they make sure they contact me and let me know they appreciate what HTR is doing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have to just always acknowledge them, you know? Shout out to India, France, Africa. And here I go, because the list has gotten very much longer. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to the Philippines, the Bahamas. We've been saying Germany, Kuwait, South Korea, Kenya, Mexico, Nigeria. Now, I don't know how to pronounce it, but you know what? Don't judge me. Judge yourself. Nicaragua. If that's your country, email me on how to pronounce it. That's what you do. But thanks for listening. Guyana, Colombia, Bangladesh, the Dominican Republic, Indonesia, that I just really want to thank everybody, because to know that we have listeners from 18 to 60, we're doing the damn thing over here at HTR. But you know, I told y'all I wasn't going to stop till the president contacted me and asked me to go easy. So until he does, I shall continue to go hard. Those who don't like it, sorry to your motherfucking name. Now, the languages that are listening to HTR, of course, it's English. English in the UK, Spanish, Spanish in Spain, Turkish, Arabic, and Indonesian. You know, it never fails. We are the shit. And if you don't agree, kill yourself. That's all I can tell you. You know, I want to start out with my happy birthdays. To my Facebook friends, happy birthday, Clifford Gay. Corey Solomon, D'Irvick Anderson. That's one of my partners from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Dirk. He probably, you know, I'm wishing him a happy birthday, but I'm going to let him know. Make sure you tune into the show. Shouts out to Dirk. One of my childhood friends. Shouts out to, happy birthday to James Travis and Van Suberitz Harris. My friends on tag, happy birthday to El Guapo, Alabama's own blessed one. Okay, Alabama's own blessed one. Happy birthday to you. Donquez, G. Cody. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Slick Mike, I see you already on the check-in. Now I want to know if there's anybody that you want to say happy birthday to so I can play the song for them.
First off, I'm finna cuss you out. I'm
what?
Finna just cuss you straight out.
You know
I'm started saying, Lady Libra, you faded in and out when you first came on. You can't hear me because you had me all fucking mute. What the fuck going on with you?
You know what? Don't start this shit because I already know right. You.
Oh, you about to get rolled up. You about to get rolled up.
Why the hell didn't you call me on the house phone to tell me then?
You about to get rolled up.
You heard me explaining, Mama.
Anyway, what's up, Hot Talk Radio World? I don't have any special birthdays to shout out today, but just want to say, man, our numbers. Woo! Places we have reached. Languages. Man, we doing it up. Hot Talk Radio, that's how we do it.
Oh, they weren't hearing that. I mean, we had nothing done.
Not right.
We weren't saying that. We got the church boy, Slick Mike on the check.
Slick Mike, there's Mama in the house.
Yay.
Y'all get him.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey,
how I do it.
Doing? I'm doing the radio show. How you doing? I'm trying to feel a little bit. I'm on these narcotics so I can do the show. Anything for Hot Top Radio. So I have to. Shout out to HTR. You know, I'm doing the show and I had to, you know, because it takes so much energy. So I have to make sure I'm on my meds and stuff so I can hold it down for 2 hours to entertain all the people across the world. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Hot Top Radio. Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Hot Top Radio. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday.
Okay. Well, we're back. Okay. It's our night Sunday here. We see that you are tired of stress. So go ahead and be set free from all this mess. Today is the day. Unnecessary drama cannot stay. Sayonara.
Okay.
A farewell remark. To say goodbye. So long. Adios. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Topic. Who do you need or want to say goodbye to? And why? Do you feel like someone wants to say goodbye to your ass? Why? Is your relationship bringing you extra baggage? If so, why? Do you feel as though the weight of the world is on your shoulders? You know I want to know why. The doctors are here to give you the solution to life pollution. Let this damn miss. Slick Mike?
Yo, yo.
You know, I'm just... I'm going to release today. I'm going to get all this shit. And I'm going to start off because, you know... I'm sitting here now wanting to say goodbye to the drugs that I'm on, I mean, I just feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders right now.
Wow.
And I want to open this thing up because I was talking to Life, and he was telling me that, you know, it didn't have to be like that. You know what I'm saying? It might seem like it's the weight of the world, but it always could be worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I told him that I understood what he was saying. And that I was going to take what he said into consideration when I start complaining.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes making love.
That's what I'm talking about, Hot Top Radio.
Breaking up. We believe and we change. Faking love. We came. Trick ourselves into believing that we're still in love. But in our hearts we know that it's inevitable. Though it's hard to let you go, I know I must. Sometimes memories just ain't enough. Sometimes you outgrow the ones you love. Sometimes it's none of the above. It's just the fact that people change. No one to blame. There ain't nothing stay the same. Oh, we sit around and cry.
Yeah.
Either one of us will be the first to say goodbye.
That's what I'm talking about. That was kind of short. What's going on?
You like that, Slick Mike?
That was kind of short. What's going on?
That was an interlude. That's what it was supposed to do. I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
You like that?
Man, I like that. I thought it was going to get down. You know, I was just sitting back thinking about, you know, the song that said, leave me alone, pack your bags, get the hell out.
Man.
Woo! Getting like that sometimes.
Yeah. For those of you listening, in the event that you desire that you want to say something, please press the number one, and that will alert me that you desire to say something, and I will bring you into the conversation. Until then, happy listening. You know, sometimes people just drag shit on too long when all you need is just say what you got to say and just walk the hell away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like they're dragging it on and just, you know, instead of just, because you know when something ain't working no more.
You can
feel it the first day it goes sour. You be like, you know what, this shit ain't going to work. But, you know, they be so busy on whatever reason they hanging on, they still be hanging on for those reasons instead of just saying, well, you know what, why stress, why keep dragging this on? You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to end on a sour note. We can just say goodbye.
Yeah.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. This is something I hate.
You all right, Slick Mike? I mean.
Man, I don't even want to kiss you. All I want to say is get the hell on.
Hold on, baby, hold on. Wait, hold on. What happened, Pimp? I mean, I'm just trying.
Ain't no kissing. Just get your shit and get the hell on. Holla!
What damn?
Hey, it is what it is.
Where they do that at?
Hey, it is what it is.
Maybe they did it over in
Indonesia. Like they say. No, it's like they say. When I'm gone, I'm gone. That's just the bottom line. You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Shout out to Showstopper.
That's how it is.
I'm just saying. You know, I got to get some of this stress and baggage off my chest. You know what I'm saying? You know, to all these. I want to laugh, but I can't. South fucker ass bitches.
Okay. Take it all down.
South fucker ass niggas. Sucker duck ass niggas.
Break it all down.
The whole truster ass niggas. Who love to hate. And, you know, I'm not even a person that think everybody be hating. You know what I'm saying? I be sitting up naive, thinking everybody for me. Everybody loves
right.
me. And, you know, it ain't true. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to just come to the realization that you need to stop just thinking that everybody's on your side. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want to dismiss y'all motherfucking asses. I holla.
There you go. Shoot them down.
I'm dismissing y'all ass. I'm sending y'all to the cemetery.
Hey. Let me just go ahead and make up that bitch real right now.
Oh.
I already got the funeral home that we going to send them to.
I want to dismiss people that talk about me negatively. Mm-hmm. And I want y'all to continue. I beg y'all, please, in the name of whatever you believe in, because I really don't give a fuck. Please continue to talk about me.
Exactly.
Tell everybody whatever it is that you don't like about me.
Exactly.
Tell everybody how trifling you think I am.
Exactly.
If you think I'm a whore, tell them that.
That's right.
If you don't think I do business good, tell them that.
Exactly.
I need you to tell everybody about all the negative things about Lady Libra that you don't like. And I promise
mm-hmm.
your punk ass that's going to make me bigger than what I already am. Goodbye.
Okay.
And while you're putting shit on Hot Top Radio page, you ain't doing nothing bringing more heat to the page. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Indonesia told me to tell you thank you. The Dominican Republic said thank you. I'm telling your punk ass thank you. You know who you are. And if you don't know who you are and you think I might be talking about you, yes, I'm talking about you. So I'm telling you, sayonara. I'm getting all this stuff off my chest, Mike. I can't keep carrying all this weight on me. You know, I'm too little for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because my butt and my hips are big don't mean I need to be carrying all this extra baggage.
Right. And that's one thing about it. I'm not going to allow anybody to send me to an early grave, you know, because they sitting around talking about me. I'm worried about what they say. Fuck them. Damn them.
Hey. We're going to get
to
set a bunch of people
Deuces.
Free today.
There you go. Deuces.
I'm saying goodbye to all this shit. Now, I said just kiss and say goodbye because I don't even necessarily have to end the shit on no bad note. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach the world to make peace. Because, see, every time you got all going on, you bring in more, you're aging yourself. People wonder how I stay so youthful.
Right.
Oh, we got to call them. Well, they playing with the. Let's see what's going on. Hello, 502?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to
What's
Hot Talk Radio.
Huh?
Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. Where are you calling from, caller?
Louisville.
I'm sorry?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky.
All right.
All right, there we have it. So today is Serenara Sunday. And, you know, we're trying to set the, you know, get people to release some of this baggage off their chest. And, you know, sometimes you just know you got shit in your life that you need to say goodbye to. Is there something or someone or anything that you need to release today? And tell us why you think that you need to let it go.
Like this girl, well, I used to date a long time ago. She's getting on my nerves, and I'm trying to let her go. I can get her out of my life.
Okay, well, do you have any ties with her? I mean, do y'all have kids? Like, I mean, give me some details.
No, I'm single right now.
You're single? How long have you been with this leech? I mean, this particular person?
About like a year.
A year? Okay. So are you in love or are you in lust? Are you infatuated? How deep does this shit go?
Try to go real deep, bro. I'm not putting up with it.
So what exactly is she doing that's making you feel like you need to end this relationship immediately?
Like, yesterday she started putting a gun to my head and I just left. Hold on, wait a minute. You said she put a gun to your head? Oh my goodness. Did you say she put a gun to your head? Yep. Was it loaded? Okay, now my question is, what did you do to make her put that gun to your head? I left the house and didn't come back. Whoa. So did you take out a restraining order out on her, or what did you do? I went downtown and took a warrant for an arrest.
Well,
okay,
are
y'all listening?
Where is she now? 502.
Right.
She locked up?
Yep.
Well, I hope don't nobody make her bond, because I swear when she get out, she going to finish your ass. You need to move.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need you to relocate down here to where we at. We're gonna put you in hiding. We need to protect you, because if she bold enough to put a gun in your head, she bold enough to pull the trigger.
Exactly. You can't come 100 feet from me.
And I'm a little worried about you right now. Do you ever come to Atlanta?
Yep.
When the next time you gonna be in Atlanta?
Sometimes next week.
Okay. I need you to pack your bag and the same number that you call when you get here. I need you to call this number after 9 o'clock on Sunday, Tuesday, or Thursday, whatever day you touch down. Because we're going to need to put you up, because she's going to be looking to finish your ass off. And I'm a little bit worried, because you called a doctor for help. And see, we're here to save the world one show at a time, and we're going to show you just what it is that we're willing to do to help you in your situation, your time of crisis.
Yep. Hey, all I can say,
really
Doc,
concerned at this point.
All I can say to you, Doc, is, you know, be careful. You know, watch this around this. Just because she might be locked up, but you don't know who she got out there watching you. You know, so just be careful, Doc. You know, like Lady Libra said, once you hit your age, give us a call Tuesday, Thursday, on Sunday after 9, and, you know, we'll help you out, Doc.
So how did you hear about Hot Talk Radio?
On TV.
On TV?
On the TV? Yep.
Dang.
Okay.
Somebody run some muscles down.
So what was it on the TV that you saw about him? That it helped people.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, I mean, we really appreciate you calling in. Do you want to, you say she's in jail, so we was going to give her a call and ask her if she could leave you alone. you know, before we had to get involved. But since she's in jail, I mean, does she have a cell phone in jail? I know quite a few that do.
Nah, the police took them from
her. Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because then she'd be calling people trying to tell them how to get to your ass. And, you know, we don't want that. You sound like a really nice gentleman, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, we're going to tell, we're going to let... What's her name? Don't say her full name. Just say her first name. What's her name?
Mimi.
Mimi. Okay, Mimi, this is from Hot Talk Radio. We got 502 on the line. He wants to get rid of your ass. He wants to say goodbye, and he wants you to leave him alone. And we're going to let Chris Brown tear your ass also. Never the right time to say it, but we saying it now. Goodbye, Mimi.
Hello.
That I love you, but you know this thing ain't been no walk in the park for us. I swear it'll only take a minute, you'll understand when I finish, yeah. And I don't wanna see you cry, but I don't wanna be the one to tell you a lie. So how do you let it go when you just don't know what's on the other side of the door when you walk in? Talk about and everything I tried to remember to say just went out my head. So I'ma do the best I can to get you to understand, cause I know. Trust me, girl, I never meant to crush your world, and I never thought I would see the day we grow apart. And I wanna know, how do you let it go when you just don't know what's on the other side of the door when you walk in? Talk about, girl, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We just can't go on pretending that we get along, girl. How you not gonna see it? Girl, you know we should be apart. Baby, I just can't do it. And sometimes it makes me wanna cry. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do you hear me crying? Ooh, 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 ooh. There's never a right time. Say goodbye. Oh yeah. Girl, it's not you, it's me. I need you.
Welcome back, world. It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. And we got Sleek Mike on the check cam. Sleek Mike.
Whoa. Man. When I hear stuff out like that, you know, it makes me think about, you know, I know a while back there was a young lady that was involved with the young man here in Atlanta and got into an abusive relationship. And the young man, to make a short, long story short, the young man wound up cutting her throat from, you know, ear to ear. You know, and none of that, he left her for her kids to walk in the house, you know, to find her, you know, with her throat smashed from ear to ear. Man, that's messed up. When people start trying to take your life, it's time to say, you know what I'm saying, it's time for you to get the hell on.
Sorry,
I don't care
what
nobody says,
you
know
what I'm saying? Whew. World is Sayonara Sunday.
Man.
You see that you are tired of the stress, so go ahead and set yourself free from all this fucking mess. Today is the day unnecessary drama cannot stay. Sayonara, a farewell remark. To say goodbye, so long, adios, arrivederci, au revoir, mon cheri, whatever the fuck it is, good fucking riddance to your motherfucking ass. Topic. Who do you need or want to say goodbye to? It could be family, friends, a fucking stressful ass job. You don't have to just always be a lover, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like someone wants to say goodbye to your ass? Do you feel like, you know, your job want to fire you? Do you feel like your, you know, your mate is at the end of the rope and ready to call this shit quits? Is your relationship bringing you extra baggage? Why? I want to know, why do you have these feelings that you have? Do you feel as though the weight of the world is on your shoulders? Why? The doctors are here to give you the solution to life's pollution. Let's dismiss. Now, sometimes we hold on to shit that God be trying to take from us.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part is that my sister called me today and was like, girl, I ain't had nobody's number. You know, I've been trying to talk to everybody because, you know, I've been going through it with, you know, baby daddy. I'm like, showing up, girl, what's going on? And he shot at me. I said, oh, God, he shot at you. Where the fuck they do that at? I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with all the pistol toting, putting guns in people's head and shoot. Is it that bad or is it that good? I mean,
man.
Shout out to Showstopper. I just really don't want to feel like my shit's so good and the motherfucker want to bury me because of it. I don't want to feel like the situation is so bad. You know what I'm saying? That the situation is so bad that you're doing dumb shit like creating obituaries so you can get other hoes. I mean, I just don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting to the point to where now, you know, you have to really do a real thorough background on a person before you actually get into a relationship with them, because you don't know when they're going to snap.
You know.
You don't know where they're going to do that 365 turnaround and just be like, okay, motherfucker, you know, if I can't have you, fuck that. I'm going to kill you and turn out to kill myself. Life ain't all about that. It don't even have to go that far. You know what I'm saying? Throw up the deuces, holler at you. There's plenty of fishes out there in the sea. That's what my grandmama always told me. You know,
I was getting ready to go to the doctor last week, and my mom was telling me about a situation where the guy had been harassed on his job. You know, the job was just racism and just doing all kind of stuff because he was dating a woman out of his race. However, I guess he had taken so much of it that he just couldn't take no more. And what he did was he, in turn, came to the job and killed. Oh, God. You know, shot up most of the people
called the police, mm-hmm. told them to let the other people that he didn't find know, because I'm coming back to you, 502. He stated that it was some more of them that he wanted to kill, but however, he wasn't able to find them, and by the time he went to go look for them, the police would have already located him. And to make a long story short, I'm getting ready to take myself out, because I guess he just, you know, let my mom know I love her, let my girl know I love her. I mean, we don't want shit to get that bad.
Right.
Release that stress. You know what I'm saying? Find you
right.
another job, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or knock hell out of a couple of them. You know what I'm saying? You don't, I mean, you now you going to kill off a bunch of people, kill yourself, leave your mama here missing you, your girl, she depressed. Come on now. No.
I mean, look at the guy that...
Let's see what else they want to add to the conversation. 502.
Okay, cool. It's good.
You all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good.
I see you put your hand back up. Something else you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
You have an echo in your background. Are you playing a station on the internet or something? I mean...
What's on the internet? I'm doing good.
Can you turn it down on the internet so that way I won't be hearing the feedback into the mic, into your phone?
Right. That's Bill.
Thank you.
I'm doing good, Neil.
Okay, so what else is that you want to add to the conversation? Shout out to 44438. They've been holding it down with us for the last couple shows.
I'm trying to tell you I'm doing good right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we so glad to hear that you doing good, because you had me really, really worried and concerned, because I love the world, and I hate my haters. But I love my haters, but I hate them at the same time.
Exactly. Now, do you have family where you're staying at? Yep. Okay.
Does she know where your family live?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to need you to come down here, and we're going to put you up in one of the high-top radio hideaways, because, you know, at least until we can get this situation under control, because you got me stressing right now. And I don't stress. I get high. I don't stress. I get revenge. I don't stress. I break up homes. I don't stress.
Oh, yeah. So, quick question, caller. What are you doing every day to just occupy yourself?
What I do every day?
Yeah. Are you working, in school? I mean, what are you doing every day?
Working every day.
Okay. So, is there anybody on your job that know this young lady or affiliated with this young lady or what?
No.
Okay. I'm asking because, you know, we're kind of concerned about you, you know, and we want to care for you.
I mean, people putting pistols to your head and shit. I'm worried about my sister. He's shooting at her. I mean, what's up with the guns? I mean, do anybody, you fist fight anymore? I mean, okay, yeah, I got an AK on my switchboard, but okay, if you walk up to me, I'm going to give you a fist fight before we even take it there. You know what I'm saying? If I can't beat you fist fighting, then I just lose the fight. I don't see no reason to draw down on you if it's just me one-on-one. Now, if it, you know, if it's a bunch of y'all trying to jump me and, you know, finna get Allie, then, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I got, you know, I'm from the west side. That's all I can tell you. Don't get the Lady Libra and the nails and the long hair. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't. There go all y'all haters that's listening. Fuck with it if you want to. Oh, okay. Let me stay focused. I'm releasing y'all asses today.
So, Carla, how old are you? I'm just wondering, how old are you?
23.
Okay. And is this young lady older than you?
You're the one he didn't beat the brakes shoes on that bra. You should have pistol whooped that hoe with her own pistol. Uh-oh, excuse me.
So she's older than you?
Let me tell you something. If that bitch come near you before you get down here to me, I need you to, because see, first of all, she a female. So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
cheek is not stronger than you. I want you to make that hoe suck her own gun. Put her pistol in her mouth like it's your fucking dick, and you tell that bitch I will blow you just like you can blow me. Cause she crazy.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she ain't gotta be putting no gun in your head. You don't even sound nobody. She could have just slapped you, and you probably would just left. Cause you don't even sound hard.
Right.
You sound real, you know, real caring and nice and shit. And she out there putting a pistol to your head. I hate bitches like that. Ooh. You tell that hoe to call me. That's what you do. Give her my phone number. Tell her Lady Libra want to goddamn talk to her. I got something for that ass. I'll fight her for you.
Wow.
I'll fight her for you while I'm doing the show. We deliver babies. We raise the dead. Why I can't fight a bitch?
I'm just really concerned about you, you know. Woo, boy. That plan was your life, you know.
So she mad at you because you don't want her ass no more. Is that what it is? I'm just trying to make sure I got the facts straight.
Yep.
Wow.
Mimi?
The things that they say, I mean, we don't think anymore before we react.
Uh-uh.
You know, we react before we think.
I'm ready to go see about this nigga that shot at my sister today.
Oh, man.
4-4-4-3-8, welcome into the conversation, you know. Something you want to add?
Nah, I'm just tripping off old homeboy, you know what I mean? That's all. I'm just tripping out off on him.
I mean, you got some advice you want to give him? Because, I mean, I'm going to whoop the bitch ass for him. But, I mean, I can't guarantee she won't come back. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to have to, you know what I'm saying, put a stop to this hoe. And she ain't going to be drawing no pistols and shit. Because that's not fair. You know what I'm saying? I don't like shit like that.
I've been in kind of a situation like that. You know what I mean? The only thing you can do about that little situation is just walk away from it. You know what I mean? Just stay away from it. You know what I mean?
Let this hoe know it's a wrap. Goodbye.
Okay. So you say that you've been in a situation like that before. I mean, for you, it may be easy. But for him, it may not be that easy. So, I mean, can you elaborate on, you know, you just saying walk away from it?
I can't hear with all that music playing. What you say?
Yeah.
For you, that might be easy.
We're going to come right back because you know it's 9:45.
Okay. All right.
Baby,
live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day. 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big Big Thing. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
And it's Sayonara Sunday. We getting rid of motherfuckers. We unleashing all this extra baggage. We setting people. We being set free today. I can't take it no more. So, yeah, 44438.
Yeah,
Slick Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue.
Yo, yo.
Where we left off at.
Okay, Carla, I do apologize for that. I forgot. We always do our commercial break. I wasn't paying attention to the time. But like I was saying before we went on break, it's easy for you to say, walk away. It's easy for me to say, just say, walk away. But this young man, it may not be easy for him to walk away in this particular case. So can you kind of like expand on what you mean when you just say, walk away?
Okay, first of all, you say, Carl, you there, man?
Somebody needs to check their background. Turn down any internet.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, you there?
I'm
hello?
504.
Yeah, you say you've been with a young lady for a year, right?
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever seen any signs of this psychotic rage or whatever, you know what I mean? That have you ever seen signs of that?
Not for real.
Huh?
Not for real.
Not for real. She just always said, you know, she's always talked about it, but she never acted on it, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Let's see, now, my thing is, I'm going to play Dr. Phil for a minute, if you don't mind, Lady Lee.
Go ahead, you know,
you
all right with me. You
my
slick partner. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take your resume at the end of the show because I think I can use you from time to time. I like
for
your
sure.
style.
For sure, but, you know what I mean, I feel like it's a reason behind everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Was you in love or was it just a little,
cutty?
Yeah, a little cutty, what was the thing? Y'all had a real relationship or y'all was just fucking, I'm going to keep it like that. Was y'all just fucking or was it a real relationship?
Fucking.
Oh, you keep her back out. Uh-oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
So, in other words, you were just putting it down already. You know what I mean? I got to make sure I keep you away from my old lady and that shit.
I mean, she want to kill a motherfucker. That's some good
shit.
Yeah, dick. Hey, can you, when you come down here, you can just stay with me.
Okay, I agree.
You know what I mean?
How
but,
the fuck you going to agree with him staying with me? You know, Showtop ain't hearing that.
But, Mr. Kentucky, you know what I mean? So what happened? She just went up and just pulled the pistol out on y'all. You know what I mean? Give me the play-by-play. How did all this happen?
I was up, me and my brothers, then was at granny's house having a cookout in the backyard. And I was drinking.
I can't take it.
She walked up on the back porch and put the gun up to my head.
Okay, yeah, you was drinking, right? So
yeah.
It was nothing that you thought you probably did or did. It was nothing it's nothing that you probably did or said that could have made it pushed over the edge.
Right.
That you just wanted to stop messing with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just that. That's all you say. You just don't want to be with her no more.
You have a new pussy. You have a new pussy on deck.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Ah,
just,
now
just
that's
like,
good.
Just like Lady Libra said, you did your thing. You know what I mean? That's all. Like Lady Libra said, you did your thing. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Shit, you know, you just got to try to find out the best possible way you can, you know what I mean, evolve this person. You feel me?
This is the solution. I'm going to solve all this shit right here. Okay,
yeah.
Northern Kentucky 502, this is it. I need you to take notes. Because, you know, when Lady Libra speaks, it's the truth, and there's nothing nobody else can do about it. This is how you resolve this situation. You go back to Mimi, and you make Mimi think it's all good. And every time you fuck her, you get worse and worse and worse. And she decided this dick ain't good no more. You got to make this hoe not want you no more.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Start fucking and coming quick. Start half-ass eating the pussy. Don't give her no foreplay. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Start trying to fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Start acting like you can't. Huh?
Somebody must have told you I did that, huh?
Who? What?
I said somebody must have told you that I started doing that. That's the perfect thing to do. Yeah, I said, go ahead.
We always know how to examine the situation, you know, based on the information you just gave us. I mean, at first you came at us like, oh, she just, pointed a gun at me,
She just pulled a gun out of me. I want to kill somebody, you know I mean?
Right. So now you're not excited on it. So now we know the whole situation.
And he found him some new pussy. Because, I done heard pussy. Mama, money, and pussy in that order.
Oh, yeah.
And what's better is new pussy. So he done got him some new pussy. He tired of the old pussy. But he gonna have to wean that old pussy off of him. You know how you wean a baby off a bottle? You gotta do the same thing with her.
Yeah.
You got to wean that bitch up off you. If not, she's going to bury your motherfucking ass. I'm trying to tell you, Phil.
Hey.
Shout out to Northern Kentucky with the good dick. So,
That's it. Now, take that advice and run with it. That's the best advice she can give you, partner.
Hey, that's the best you can get, Doc.
According to your situation, what you told us, that's the best advice you can get.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to wean it up off of you because, she mad because it's somebody else who pussy you. You know you trying to get him. She wants you still at her. Because see, it's something about once y'all hit the, once y'all have made the pussy, y'all, we don't want nobody else getting that pussy. Same thing. When y'all done made some pussy, y'all don't want nobody else hitting that pussy. It go both ways.
Right. Now, my next question is, what you paying her?
Huh?
Were you paying her?
Say what you're looking out for. Why it always got to be paying?
Just wondering,
Just because you be paying, I don't mean everybody else got to be paying, all right?
I'm just saying, he could have been taken out to dinner, he's really supposed to treat the bitch he fucking him.
That's right.
True that. Everything
was just free. Northern Kentucky, are you following us thus far?
Yeah, everything was just free. She was paying for it.
Oh, okay. Hey, just checking,
So when she get out of jail, I need you to, as a matter of fact, you go get the bitch out. Go get the bitch out. You know what I'm saying? Make amends with this
one. No. How much time is she doing?
Huh?
Do you know that?
What you say?
Do you know how much time she's doing?
Pulling the gun on him. I don't think she's doing no time. She in the local jail. She in the county jail.
Yeah. Okay. Because if that's the case, hell, go bail out.
Because some people you just can't walk out the door on. Some people you just can't do that because it just sends them into a rage.
That makes it worse.
Right. Sometimes people always tell you, be honest. Tell you, da, 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 da. Man, you fuck around and go to being honest. You look up your ass 6 feet onto 8 feet, however many feet they bury. I don't know, I ain't never been dead, but I know some people that have thought they had buried somebody dead, obituaries and shit. But I'm just
saying. Okay.
It ain't hard out here for a motherfucking pimp. I'm just saying. Sometimes it's hard to just walk out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You have to assess the situation and, be understanding to the other person's heart, because when it comes down to the affairs of the heart, love literally kills. It's a thin line between love and hate.
Exactly.
I've never been in love because I don't get off into emotions like that, but I've loved before.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next day and hated that motherfucker. So it's a real thin line. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you have to be careful when you be telling people you don't love them no more and you walking out of the door and shit because they walking out behind your ass ready to finish your ass off.
Exactly. You know, and I can knock on wood and say, I thank God I haven't even got to that point to where, you know what I'm saying, I don't really, really, really fell in love with that person. And then, you know, be like, all of a sudden, hey, I don't like you no more. I don't love you no more. You know, they running behind me with a butcher knife or an axe or something, trying to chop my damn head off, chop my toes off. You know.
Think about this. Have you ever been in a situation where you just really loving somebody and you thinking everything is hunky-dory and everything is all good and y'all fucking every day, y'all sucking fucking, eating pussy, sucking dick, just freak nasty, want to know how can you get down low type shit. And then, you know, everything's all good. And one day that person just walk in and say, I don't love you no more. And they turn around and just walk out the motherfucking door. All right, then. Slick Mike, what you think about that?
That's all right. That was kind of tight.
That was a Showstopper exclusive.
Okay. I like that.
Shout out to my baby Showstopper.
Shout out to Tuesday.
You know what? I'm finna start writing motherfuckers up because they late on the check-in. We got callers on here that need help and shit, and they ain't on here to goddamn see about the family because they our family when they call in and want our help.
That's so right.
I'm finna get their asses. Don't think I'm not.
Funny, your call sound like a
song. Yeah. You like that? Y'all like that song I just played?
I like that. I like who that was.
That's Showstopper.
Showstopper?
Yeah, I'm his manager. All
right.
That's my new artist.
Yeah, okay.
Coming soon. I'm talking about soon. I'm gonna write her ass up. She probably
yeah.
Not
who you about to write up?
Juicy.
All right.
They late on the check-in. They know what time they supposed to check in. Then they gonna now try to do a rush. Juicy.
I need a man. Can I join y'all?
See, I'm finna let go some people. I'm finna I just tell y'all I'm finna let go some people. That's what I'm finna do. I'm finna let go some people. I can't take this shit. I'm not gonna be mistreated. I'm Lady Libra. I don't get mistreated. I mistreat.
You know we love you, Lady Libra.
Right, but I don't love y'all no more. Best thing y'all could have done was walked out the door. Y'all heard what he just said.
You know we love you, Lady Libra.
Well, Lady Libra, I don't love you, but I like you, though.
Oh, you got another quick one.
I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to tell you right there because I think you like it. You feel me?
Before
I ain't
going
to lie to you. You ready me to lie to you? You ready me to lie to you or tell you the truth?
No, you ain't supposed to love me, boo. You ain't. You know what I'm saying? We just started this relationship. You know what I'm saying?
So I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Where you come from?
I'm just trying to understand what the fuck is going on with HDR tonight. You know, you tell people good news, you tell them how we taking over the world, and then they think they can relax. Hell, y'all motherfuckers been relaxing while I'm goddamn healing. I'm the one that's motherfucking sick. I'm talking about, I'm going to fuck all these people up.
Bro, where you calling from?
Well, me? I'm calling from the A.
DJ.
Oh,
Smith.
You right here in the A?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, checking in. Representing.
Yeah, where you calling from?
I'm broadcasting right here in the ATL, bro. All right. Located in the ATL. That's where we located.
Why does it sound like somebody is running down the street while they on the phone?
I can't answer that question.
This is the kind of shit right here.
Hey, bro, well, call it from the A. Hey, how did you hear about Hot Talk Radio?
Sorry, zero.
I seen it on somebody's car. I stick on somebody's car.
Okay.
Huh? What hell? Wait a minute. Hold up. What hell?
I asked him
how did you hear about Hot Talk Radio.
Can he tell me?
Before I
tell you goodbye?
You missed it. You tell us she missed it.
No, I was trying to cuss out one of my
Okay. So, okay, I seen it on somebody's car. A stick on somebody's car. And I called
What kind of car was it?
Shit, I forgot. That's been a minute.
Now, what color was it?
It's been about what?
Was it a car or was it an SUV?
It was a car, I believe.
What kind of town? You stupid.
Huh?
You stupid motherfucker.
What did you say?
What kind of town?
What kind of who?
What size town?
Where was it?
Holly Park, Newport.
Shit, the A.
Yeah,
we know that.
That's a safe answer. I think he, if he didn't want no SUV, it was fat. Because me and Fat and only two got them things on our car. Got stickers on our car.
Okay, well, that must have been your car then.
No, because I got the SUV. That was that.
What happened? What you said?
I said
you
that
was... You spotted our other co-host.
Oh, your other co-host?
Yeah.
Right.
Fat.
Probably
what the hell? I'm not going to be mistreated tonight. I'm not. I'm telling you. This don't make no motherfucking sense. This don't make no motherfucking sense.
It's just me and you, right, boo?
Hey, you know, we do this.
We're going to hold it down. We're going to hold it down. You know how we do it.
Because, I mean, the key's dropping calls. You know how the system do when it gets overloaded, when people just listening.
Yeah.
I've asked you all sometimes if you can switch over to the internet and listen to the show live through the internet and leave the lines clear unless you desire to speak, please. Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker, whether it's the internet or the phone. Help us out. Oh, I'm in so much pain. I can't take it. Shouts out to 706. That's what's going on. It's, the system is screwing up. They probably can't get through because I can't. They keep dropping calls and stuff.
We got to talk to somebody about that damn shit.
Yeah, we're gonna transition to Cyrus, but I'm still in the process of that.
That's true.
However,
that's true.
For those that are just tuning in, today is Sayonara
Sunday. Yeah.
Thank you, my new guest co-host. We see that you are tired of the stress, so go ahead and be set free from all this motherfucking mess. Today is the day. Unnecessary drama cannot stay. Sayonara, a farewell remark to say goodbye. So long, adios, arrivederci, au revoir. Who do you want or need to say goodbye to? And why? Do you feel like someone wants to say goodbye to your ass? Why? Is your relationship bringing you extra baggage? Why? Do you feel as though the weight of the world is on your shoulders? Motherfucker, why? The doctors are here to give you the solution to life pollution. Let's dismiss. Oh, Lord. I just don't know.
Man, I'm just overtaken by what I've heard today.
Me
you
too.
Know, it's just...
I'm finna take some more drugs. They're just gonna have to put me in detox after this shit. I can't. I need to get this shit. I ain't know. All I gotta say is shouts out to... Shout out to all the mothers in the world, because the pain I'm in, I think labor is supposed to be worse. If y'all can deal with labor, and shout out to you, because this shit ain't for me. I'm in damn pain. But shout out to Showstopper for walking out the door. He didn't walk out the door on me. He walked out the door on somebody else. All
right. Northern Kentucky must have.
Oh no, he's still holding down. He's still getting enlightened. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know he gonna handle the situation. I got a lot of faith in him.
Yeah, I do too. Northern Kentucky, you just keep your head up, baby. That's all.
You know what I'm saying? It's all to the good. You know, I didn't realize that relationships were such a game because I'm cold. I've been told, or Showstopper told me, you cold blooded. And I was like, don't say that about me, Showstopper. Don't you say that. He said, you cold-blooded. And I'm like, no, I'm not. So I'm like, why the fuck am I cold-blooded? So I was talking to a couple of my homegirls, and they were saying stuff like, if I call him, then he win. I'm like, win? Win what? Well, if I say this, or if I text this, then that means he win. He win what? So they were like, it's one big game. So I'm like, what's a game? You know, the relationship thing. I was like, so you saying that if I call him and I'm mad, then he win because I call first. Exactly. I was like, you know what? I don't play games because I just be myself.
which might make me cold-blooded because I do whatever comes to my mind. You know what I'm saying? But as of today, I want everybody to kiss the fucking game goodbye.
Mac, bitch, the Broad Street Bully is in the fucking building. Rockefeller Records, mixtape volume fucking one. The Empire Strikes Back, motherfuckers. Lenny, yes, DJ Envy, I'll at your boy. Bang, bang, Siegel Street Gang, early.
Hey, yo, they coming at my head, ho. My blood pressure is building. The headphones is on fire this time around, bleak. My feet niggas is shooting.
Oh, Billy,
niggas.
Oh, Billy.
Speculation talk over. Niggas dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like a soda and make J to the moi. Put his lips on his nine and really kiss the gang goodbye. You about to really make me hurt you, kid. Spitting candy bars. This nigga sweeter than a Hershey kiss. Got me heated about to work the fifth. Rezzing off that purple shit. The Reverend gotta get a hearse for kiss you broke. Talking about you rock yourself out. When I see you going, really wish you knock yourself out. When it was C, need the whole lot to help out. It's just me. I don't need the rock to help out. I can tell why style say the ghost of the shit. I can tell in your style you write most of your shit. Your name Juan, nigga, most of you bitch. Got me pissed. Can't put your dick in the dirt. Fuck you pussy, so I'ma fuck you when I'm lifting your skirt. We can spit it or gun it out. 4/5 of M, run it out. Tell me, nigga, how you run a route. You still living in the basement like your mother house. I tried to have a little pinches, but it's running out. Probably need blood in your mouth. Knock your brains out. Let the doc remind you what a thug is about. And I'm talking to Jada and any other motherfucker hater who like you want to put down paper. Tell him, meet me at any arena. Bring his name. I spark him up, starch him even stiff like the cleaners. Niggas got hit in the genders. He got gas hit in the engines, a pocket in the coop for the pigeons. Let the SK rifle your chest. Give you a long wag at night, and ain't no life after death. Hey yo, P-Pie handle this nigga. I rock the bells like L, I ain't cannabis nigga. Yeah, recess over for you playground niggas. Wouldn't shoot up a ladder, slide down a board. Fuck your monkey ass bars when I'm swinging this board. Can't duck when I land shots, get buried in a sandbox. Sharks in the water, can't swim in the pool. No snacks after school, and my stomach is full. Gotta bring it to him hard as shit. I take his ball over the fence and let the nigga know. Who dark is this? What's funny, Jason? Really think you grimy too. And everybody likes you better in that shiny suit. So no matter where you go, I'ma spot you. Double RT in the body, I'ma pop you. My punk make you lift up. Text make you do a 360. Got gas that the government got. Motherfuckers, you thugging or not?
Nah,
fuck it, I don't wanna stop. My gun to pop is a fella. Tell me who you wanna rock. And I can show you how grimy done. I cuff your ass, strip your ass, whip your ass till your mommy come. I got the mask and the text and the Tommy guns. Leave it up the hole. The X out Tommy Buns. We get back with you old puff and double your debt. Double that quadruple the threat. Now look what you made me do. Brain blue, my team on the marine blue. Six scoop, seed it out, heat it out, weed it out. Haze and hydro on our way to YO. When that tennis shit, rented shit, extended shit. You cheesecake niggas, my dogs get they finished it. And angel dust, come through and tame your pups. Think it's a game till your brains get touched. Yeah, nigga, let's clash the crews. Attitude like Noah Jackson tools. I got 100 niggas, 100 K's. Rain on you for 100 nights, 100 days. Fuck a million man march, let a million men spark. Got a million men with heart. Yeah, nigga, fuck your piece. Motherfucker can't duck the beat. What made you stupid ass nigga wanna fuck with Steve? Come on, dog, just another verse. I know that from home got a stash, rubbing got another verse.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, y'all.
All right. Slick Mike.
What's
N-O?
Up?
N-O?
In the building.
Okay. I mean, I just want everybody to kiss the gang goodbye. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, I can't take it no more. Because I didn't realize that people, I didn't realize that movie, Two Can Play That Game, was real life.
Oh, yeah.
If you do that, then they win. If you say that, then he win. What? I just say what the fuck I please, and then whoever, I mean, I didn't know nobody, I didn't know, I mean, what is the prize if I win or if they win?
That's a good question.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I
want to
know what the prize is.
I want to know what the prize is. I told my friend, I said, what? Yeah, if you call first and he win, what the fuck is he going to win?
I
mean,
because
bottom line, the whole purpose of playing the game, I don't know. I mean, you know,
I just keep it real. I don't get off into games. It is what it is. I say what I feel. I do what I please. And to those of you that don't know that, learn it now and stop trying to motherfucking control me because I don't do what nobody tell me to fucking do.
That's what's up.
I'm sorry, y'all. I go off into my rages because I want is some pain medicine right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm in unnecessary pain.
A loud pack of doo, though. A loud pack of doo.
A loud pack?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been referred to as being a loud pack, too. Shouts out to Showstopper.
Shouts out to Juicy.
You know what? Juicy ass wrote up. I want you to know that. I'm finna start suspending motherfuckers that don't do what they supposed to be. For some reason, I don't even think it's their fault tonight because the system is it's definitely overloaded because all of a sudden I just got a it was on pause. I got a rush of phone calls that lit up the switchboard. And while I was in the break, I went to the people and talked to them. And then all of a sudden, I mean, because it was like a burst of, like people was able to get through. Because, you know, everybody, I didn't tell y'all, but I went real hard today on the promotion. And when I go hard on it, you know, of course a lot of people call in on the caller line because it's real easy to do. 917-889-8677. And just hold the phone and listen. So I might can't really be mad at them, but you know what? I'm going to still act out anyway because I'm like Libra and that's what I do. I show my motherfucking ass everywhere I go.
Well, show your motherfucking ass.
Oh, yeah. Nonstop.
Show your motherfucking ass.
I show them that. We got a caller that just put their hand up. We're going to bring them in. What's going on, 706? What's good?
Not much. I just felt like it was time for me to say something since you made that little comment right there.
What comment did I make? Because I make a lot of comments, baby. Welcome to High Talk Radio.
I mean, on one of them that just tuned in and listened. They hear the topic of the day and try to get some suggestions, too.
Oh, okay, well, it's Sayonara Sunday. We getting rid of motherfuckers. Is there somebody that
706.
Huh?
What's going on, Kevin?
Y'all know each other?
Yeah, we know.
Nah, he's just being polite and speaking. That's all.
Oh, okay. I thought they were friends. I thought they was going to meet up at Dugan's tonight. You shut the fuck up. I was trying to see they wanted to hook up and go to Dugan's tonight.
I know.
I mean, we already got to put little Northern Kentucky up or he end up dead. Shout out to Northern Kentucky. California, San Francisco checked in tonight.
Okay.
Shout out to
you.
They didn't desire to say anything. They just wanted to listen.
Okay.
You know, we always welcome our listeners.
What a young man that had the little discussion, the little 23-year-old. Had to listen
He hung up. I think he had to go hide.
Hey, what I was just finna say, K-Shine, he sound like a slick punk.
You know what? You need to shut your mouth. Don't you say that about that man. That's my new friend.
Wow. Now, why would you say that about him? Why would you say that?
Man, he don't even sound like he been in that relationship with no female, to be honest. Just listen to the sound of him. He was shaking like hell just to tell her what was going on.
Who is this talking?
Okay.
That's the shit. That ain't shit right here.
Who is that talking? If it's 706 talking, cause I'm so glad you graced us with your motherfucking presence. We finna say goodbye to your ass. Y'all, excuse me, I'm talking to Fat. Fat? Fuck you, man.
What's cut off, Fat?
Hey, what it do? What it do?
What the fuck you been?
Man.
I've been tending to the cherry.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope you told them goodbye so they can go to sleep.
I know you don't like nobody to talk in your background.
You know what? Don't start that motherfucking Mama Rats and shit.
You know what?
It's time. I've been holding out.
You good, Pat.
We got a call on the line. We done had to save the world tonight. We had to save Northern Kentucky. 706 say he wanted to say something. I'm waiting so we can help him with his problem. 706?
Oh, I don't really have a problem. Oh, yes, I do. I take that back.
Okay, talk to me.
Now, look, I'm going to fill y'all in on a little bit now. Now I'm getting a little personal, so y'all get to know me a little personal. Because really, though, I've been looking at, you know, I just smoked like 3 blunt last night just sitting on my porch like, damn.
3?
Really? Like that. Yeah, man.
Oh,
just,
man.
That bothered me heavily, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I got a situation. My big mom, like, I got one son that's here in Atlanta with me. You know what I'm saying? I got another son that live in Augusta with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole thing, it is like, she, like, say, man, she's up here today because she came for my youngest son today, his birthday. So she brought my oldest son up here for his birthday, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I go for that. But you know what I'm saying? We have this little crisis going on where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, to take you to the beginning of it, of how everything boiled down, when he was first born, I was in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? And
shout out to Iraq. I'm listening.
So when I came back, he was like about 5 months. Which she was dealing with some little dude or whatever. Like I was telling her, I'm stationed in Arizona. So when I came back to Georgia, I'm back at home for good. Okay, why not bring my son to me? Why not let me come get my son? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's the argument was going on? It was all that I'm doing the best for him and me. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, the best for him is for the father to be in the life. Because my daddy was never there for me. So I want to be there for mine. That's how
right.
I like. You know what I'm saying? So, ball down to it, her and old boy, break up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, incident came. I went down there. It was together when I first went down there, you know, see my son or whatever. And now it's to the point where we got closer. My son, O'Bunny, he's 2 years old now. I say he just had a birthday in April. 2 years old now. He's here now, previously, like he downstairs just making out a damn noise. I'm sitting knocking the hell out so he goes to sleep. I don't think chewing them would be, you know, a good suggestion. Like, you know, I'm talking to the bitch now.
Okay, just let me know.
I read a Donkey Kong, and I wouldn't want to shoot. I don't throw shit out of that.
So you want to tell her sorry, Nara? I mean, what is it that you mean?
Okay, yeah, it's more definitely sorry, Nara. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those, you know, Kit Ross, bitch. Yeah, your shit do stink this way.
Oh, well, let me. Uh-huh. Can't nobody do it better than me. Let me do the honors, baby.
Oh, say no more.
Let Lady Lee do the honors. I got the right thing coming right up. Goodbye, bitch. Goodbye.
Same old things, baby.
cause I know that's what you need, girl. And it's more to life than loving yourself. You gotta learn to love somebody else, yeah. And that's why I do the things that I do.
Across the world, it's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day, 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big Big Thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Well, world, we see that you are tired of the stress, so go ahead and set yourself free from all this fucking mess. Today is the day unnecessary drama cannot stay. Sayonara, a farewell remark to say goodbye. So long. Adios. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Topic. Do you want or need to say goodbye to someone? Why? Do you feel like someone wants to say goodbye to your ass? Why? Is your relationship bringing you extra baggage? Again, why? Do you feel as though the weight of the world is on your motherfucking shoulders? You already know. Why? The doctors are here to give you the solution to life's pollution. Let's dismiss. N.O.?
What's happening?
706?
What's happening?
Fat?
Yeah.
Slick Mike?
Yo, yo.
Shouts out to all the listeners. In the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1. That will let me know that you desire to speak, and you will be included in the conversation. Until then, happy listening. Now, back to 706. You were finishing up your thing because I wanted to go into my 10:30 break and make sure that I let her know that it was over and, you know, dismissal. But you were elaborating on some things, and I want you to continue. And then, I want to ask you a few more questions because maybe Fat may have something to enlighten you on. Motherfucking ass.
Mike been enlightening motherfuckers for an hour and a half now. How about that?
Okay, well, I ain't gonna hate Mike. My bad.
Yay, yay.
Uh-oh,
hey, but for real, though, I want to know what...
Say he seen Hot Talk Radio on somebody's car, on a sticker on the car. So you know him, but two cars got stickers. That's either mine or yours.
Yeah.
So I'll try to figure out where you was at. Because, I mean...
It might have been your car. Where you was at?
Yeah. Oh, no, he ain't had a switch in a while, is he?
I was somewhere telling somebody goodbye.
Oh, okay.
I was somewhere dismissing some motherfuckers and shit.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Shout out to Showstopper. So, we had a Showstopper exclusive tonight. Everybody seemed to like it, too. Didn't y'all like on that song I played?
Yeah.
I hate right.
You know what? You're not going to stop hearing about
Houston.
I'm his manager.
Shout out to Juicy, wherever she at, I'm her manager.
She wrote up, that's where she at.
She off tonight.
I'm in pain. I feel like I've been doing 1,000 sit-ups in 5 minutes.
Stop trying to write folks up.
Huh?
Stop trying to write folks up. You won't be in pain.
I write motherfuckers up, that's what I do.
All right, 706, back to you.
How you going
to find out?
706 is called dry. I don't know his number by heart. He was getting ready to expound, too, because he was telling me when I put him into a private room how he heard about High Tide Radio, and he said a lot of his homeboys just sit out and get high and trip off us the whole motherfucking night. I'm like, what? Shout
okay.
out to Dre. He said his homeboy named Dre told him about it. Shout out to Dre, whoever the fuck that is. Shout out to him. I'm glad that everybody like to get high and listen to us. That make me feel so good because I know now I'm not the only one that get high to listen to High Tide Radio. Well, in fact, you know, she stay high. Fat, you high? Or you low,
yeah,
baby? Which one is it? High or low? Which one, baby?
I'm good.
What does that mean? You high or you low?
I'm good. And that's all I'm going to say.
You not okay. We got it. Okay, 706 just checked back in. I was beginning to get a little worried. Who the hell? Wait, 553. Who number is that? Slick Mike?
No, that's.
Oh shit!
That's not me, boo.
It's jumping off. See, y'all, that's why I knew that this shit was froze. Cause now the calls are starting to be released one by one. Okay, that wasn't you. Okay, 404. Welcome to High Talk Radio.
What's happening, man?
Oh, Lord, it's a crackhead.
What's going on?
You're going to have to hold on, because we got 706 that called back in. We're going to see what's up, because he was finishing his statement.
And they statement? What the hell going on, man?
Don't call with that bullshit now.
Man, who the fuck is you, nigga?
You know what? Fat, please handle this. Somebody, because I'm in pain right now. What's up, Sean? Your mic open. Sean.
What the hell going on, this motherfucker, man? Let me know what the hell going on, nigga. What the fuck, man?
Yo.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Hello.
Sean.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, your mic open. I can't hold it.
Oh,
y'all please talk.
Oh, I just called and said, hey, and said that I ain't forgot about the family. Been pretty busy.
Yeah, man, you know, 706
okay.
in the building.
706 in the building. 706?
What's up, Ma?
What's going on?
You were finished. I don't know what happened to the phone, but you were telling you were finished. You ready to close out. On what
my little boy,
playing.
Bad ass, dropped it. He knocked it out of my hand.
Why you got to be a bad ass?
Because that little boy, bad ass. He's like Burning Man said, when they get 2-3 years old, you got the right to punch him in the throat or the teeth.
Don't punch that baby no
death. Not punch
that
baby.
Special show about
baby.
This.
Beat that little nigga ass, nigga. Beat that nigga ass, nigga.
Shut the hell up.
Look,
y'all ain't with doing
he, tonight. He been getting away with everything since his birthday.
I don't know this conversation. Y'all talking about punching babies and throwing my phone on
Hey, fat.
Oh, my
he been,
fat.
He been got them terrorized shit since the day of birthday. He been terrorized, grown ass. He learned a new word. He wore that. He learned a new word. Now stop.
Excuse me. Carla, I guess it's Carla is Skyping in. Hello, can you hear me? If there's someone that's on the switchboard that Skyped in, can you hear me?
They what? But I guess that's a no.
No, because I opened the mic. I'm trying. I can't call out the number because it's just coming up 111, 111, 11111. So I don't have a
number.
You know what? Where they calling from? Hell.
Now that'll be the 66666.
Okay,
that's
I got a question.
True.
Okay, 706 just had me just dismissed his bitch. Is there anybody else on the line that wanna tell somebody sayonara?
How about I pay you motherfuckers now?
How about you, Pam?
What? Because I'm getting ready to tell all y'all
motherfuckers
sayonara, you fuck with me. I am the one. I got something for your ass. Slick Mike, drop a motherfucking obituary, please.
Okay. Let me go ahead and find it.
Because he is now dead.
Put your motherfucking face on that
motherfucker.
I can't stand it. I don't want to see more films. I'm not in the mood for this bullshit tonight. I'm in pain.
Well, I got somebody I want to dismiss.
Dismiss their ass. Go ahead, Fat.
I want to dismiss all haters. How about that?
You know, I dismissed some earlier today, too, didn't I, you know?
That's it.
I dismissed a whole bunch of they motherfucking asses today. In rare form.
I got somebody I want to dismiss, too.
Okay, sorry now to the motherfucking haters. Go ahead.
I want to dismiss my little side, little friend. I want to dismiss them.
Oh, man. You want to dismiss the side friend?
Yes.
I need to know why. You got to give details. I can't just dismiss the people on GP. All right.
I'm going to put it like this.
I'm listening.
She knew the situation before she got in it.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So now she want to change.
Well, that's all up.
Wait a minute. She knew the situation before she married you?
She knew the situation before she got in it.
Okay, and what's happening now?
Okay.
She want more?
Yeah.
What do you mean she want more? She wants you to give her more money? She wants more time?
No
or she wants a full
time,
commitment?
More time.
What she want? Hold on. When you say more time, do you mean that she wants more sexual time, or she just want to be sitting around in your face?
That, both.
Damn, what?
Wow. All
right, Fat, you're gone.
I was going to say, she knew what she was getting into before she got into it, but you also know what was going on, because you know if you're sleeping with her, it's going to get deep for the female anyway. So.
Especially if you're hitting that spot and you're hitting it right. So really, you at fault. So why don't I dismiss your ass?
Yeah, we need to be shooting.
Because you would probably been giving her that bad, not the good, the bad. And that way she wouldn't have got a
chance. You must have been doing it the fair way, so she wouldn't do that. See, what you did when I overboard and look, it's on you.
You're in the world, man.
No.
You're in the world.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm digging. I ain't going to lie. I'm digging her.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, she's stressing me. You know what I mean? And she knows the situation. I can't get away.
How often are you hitting it? Now that's the question. How often are you hitting the pussy?
Maybe twice a week.
See what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to look at that
wow.
bitch twice a week. Let me tell you something. That bitch supposed to all
see, I can't even help you. I cannot even help you.
I'm finna help
you. You just open up a can of wind. You can open up a can of worms.
Let me tell you. You know, what you're going to need to tell her is that now you have a period. So you gonna only be able to hit that twice a month at this point.
All right.
You can't hit nobody no two times. That's a relationship, man.
Okay.
Y'all go together.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. Shouts out to Showstopper. Let me tell you something. There is no way in the hell that you can hit
I hear that damn Showstopper one more time. It's going to be hell if you're using you.
No, he needs to hurry up and get home. I miss him. So, anyway.
Oh,
I would invite y'all out to the wedding tomorrow, but I don't think I want to do the private ceremony. I'm trying to help NO right now. NO, you cannot hit, no, you can't, let me tell you something. When you're trying to keep the distance between something because you know you got something else going on, you cannot hit that pussy. Wait a minute, when is you hitting the other chick? If you hitting this one 2 times a week, how often are you hitting the other one?
Dick around the world, man. Nigga fuck a bitch every night, man. Dick around the world.
Shut the hell up. I ain't nobody asked you nothing. Motherfucker, I can't stand what niggas that talk shit. Asshole. That's who it is.
Damn, asshole.
Wow, you're an asshole now.
Wait a minute. You know, how often are you hitting the main chick?
Maybe 3-4 times, you know,
sometimes
maybe.
Hold on,
I'm going to leave like that. I'm going to put it like this up. You know, 1 week it may be 2-3 times, 1 week it may be once, twice, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I say maybe about 10 times in a month.
Okay, well, how old are you? Okay, between the both of them, how often are you fucking between the both of them?
Between the both of them?
Yeah.
Every other day, man.
Shut the hell up.
In a 30 day,
a whole month.
It may be 1 week. I don't do none of them. You know what I mean? So,
okay. So you how old now?
I'm 28.
You 20? Okay, you got a good back still. Okay, that's why you. Okay, now. Now there comes the truth.
That bullshit.
I understand.
Go, Eno.
It's your birthday.
Okay,
it's your birthday.
I understand now.
On her behalf, Eno, I'm Lady Libra.
I like how you played that in.
And you know,
wow.
Shout out to my 27-year-old. So, my lord.
That's not to the 24. You know what I'm talking about?
Who 24?
Me.
I just want to give a shout out to High Top Radio has listeners from the age of 18 to 60. And that's amazing to have such a wide range of people listening to one radio station. Yes, High Top Radio's listeners range from 18 to 60 years of age. And I'm so proud of that. Continue to listen and keep your sex life spicy. What the hell was that?
Stop, boy.
Did somebody just have a baby?
That's my son. That's my little boy.
Okay, well, I'm going to need your little boy to tune in to the child's radio station that we finna come out with. But in the meantime, keep him away from Hot Top Radio. He will be turned the fuck out. Damn.
You want to tell sex later, hey, man?
Ooh, look at me. Now y'all know.
How you doing?
You know, this is against all the rules and regulations. We are not supposed to be on here listening to babies. And talk about
how you talk radio. We got talk radio. We do everything.
He just wanted to say hello.
And everything.
You know.
That's how we go down.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
this is what
yeah.
I need you to do. I need you to let her know what's going on before you dismiss her. Because my heart go out to her. You fucking this bitch 2 times a week. She ain't got no choice but to get attached. But it's really your fault. I need you to go to her and let her know. Either get this shit together or you're going to kill that whole sayonara.
Hey, look, Layla.
When you do that, you make sure you and your shit, her shit, not yours.
Hey, Layla. Let me say this. How can it be his fault? Because the bitch got now, she just did whip. That's all that is. You know, it ain't his fault. You got whooped.
He shouldn't have been whipped.
It's his fault. Some people can't help how strong they back in, you know what I'm saying? You can't take the meat rack. That's how that is.
But I'm just saying, some people
get it like this here. When they get ready to get in that bedroom and they give it to you, they gonna give it to you. They ain't trying to come half step and one pinky toe in here. I'm gonna give you the whole thing.
Well,
that's
how you know
the
color. Hey, who it is? Call me on the private line, boo boo, because if you
I'm being 1,000 with it. I'm keeping it all the way 1,000. You talking about some one night stand type shit. You gonna be hooked. Ain't no one night stand. I'm gonna give you the business.
Oh,
you talking about one
man.
Night? I'm gonna get take it, didn't it?
You
hey, can I drop some knowledge on y'all though? Can I drop some knowledge on y'all?
Go ahead.
I told the whole time about my little situation. You feel me?
Right.
He told me, this is where I messed up.
Get the baby out the phone. We talking nasty.
Yeah, you need to
get the baby out the phone.
This is what the old timer told me. You feel me? The old timer told me I fucked up when I laid there and had the after sex. You know, not the foreplay, but the after shit where you lay down and talk. What I should have been doing, I should have just been knocking it down and getting up and go. But see, when I knock it down and sit there and lay there and talk, then that when feelings go to coming in. You feel me? So,
barely. Cause see, I'm gonna tell you where the feelings came in, and when you kept working that spot, when you were making eye contact, when you were trying to make this bitch keep coming, that's where the feelings came in. Cause she like, damn. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Cause let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck about no conversation before or after. If you hitting the spot, God damn it, I want you to keep hitting the motherfucking spot. Shouts out to Showstopper. So,
God damn.
Y'all got to shoot. I'm his manager. That's what I do. I got to shout my artist out. She is broke the fuck up. Shout out hell.
Now, we need to make this thing that shouts out.
Shout out Sunday. Yo, next Sunday is going to be shout out Sunday for
sure. We're going to get started today.
Please don't let me forget. Next Sunday show is shout out Sunday. Please don't let me forget that. It's going to be on you to remind me because you know I'll be done came up with something else and y'all be sitting there talking about why we ain't shouting everybody out. So.
Damn.
Now I'm gonna give you the same advice I gave North Kentucky. Start giving her that bad. Don't start giving her that bad sex, or she'll lose interest and be turned off. Start nothing quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
In what world?
Start nothing quick. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Stop eating the pussy. Stop kissing the hoe. Stop looking in her motherfucking eyes. Start telling her you coming and don't show up. Shit like that. You know how to turn the motherfucker off.
Damn, nigga.
Hey. Hold up. That just showed up at my mouth. Oh,
that just, what the hell? Y'all nasty. Y'all ain't gonna be doing all this shit.
I'm right now, y'all.
I'm telling you.
I got you mixed up with Juicy.
She
just showed up at my door.
Oh, 706, I got a quick question I want
to
ask.
Let me go to the door.
Can you tell Fat how it is that you heard about Hot Side Radio?
Say that one more time.
Can you tell Fat how it is that you heard about Hot Side Radio? Because Eno done already told us. He saw a sticker on one of our cars. Anybody got stickers on their car but me or Fat? So he knows he done been around one of our cars. We want to know how you heard. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this word of mouth? Somebody heard a couple people talking about it?
Okay,
I
what were they saying?
Ask for the number.
What were they saying? Were they talking negative or were they talking positive? Because I really like to be talked about negatively.
Nah, it was positive. It went down. They were just saying, you know what I mean, get high and listen to this shit. They be tripping out.
Oh, okay. Well, shouts out to the ones that get high and trip out. I get high and talk shit. I'm with my pills at. Shit. I wish Showstopper was here to get my pills. I don't feel like getting up.
Let me go find that.
You know what? You're just a whore. All you do is go from one female to the next. Carinara, motherfucker.
I just want to make sure Pat is listening. That's how that is. You listen to that?
Pat so motherfucking high, she can't heal. How about that? Pat so high, she can't heal.
Woo, boy. Shouts out to Juicy.
You know what?
Man.
This is to all the other co-hosts. LMN.
Appreciate you.
ABCDEFGHI.
So sweet to talk about me.
K. L. Okay, that is
right.
Now.
All
the other co-hosts who lie or they. Unless you tell me what happened, because I'm thinking I already know what happened. But however, this is to N.O.'s bitch. He needs to get rid of. This is to 706's. This is to all the motherfuckers who I ignore and don't answer the phone for. I want to kiss your ass goodbye.
We'll be back.
Y'all know what this is. D-Block. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is the remix. Woo!
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
D-Block.
La-da-da.
Is here, the dough is here.
Yeah.
They gon' call us the hardest remix of the year. The wrist is sickle, the nine is nickel.
Yeah.
The inside tan, the outer pickle. The Dutch is rolled, the yak is poured.
Right.
You running your mouth, I'm getting you jawed.
Oh.
I'm waving the blade, I'm telling you
back up.
You empty your pockets, I'm picking your pack up.
Give me that.
You can act stupid if you wanna.
Uh-huh.
Like you don't know what block I'm in front of.
I'm right here,
I'm out in New York or down in the South.
No doubt.
I'm out in the trap with gold in my mouth. They book me for the clubs in the hood.
Yeah.
Where niggas scared to go, but she loots good.
D-Block.
It's loaded when I get out the car. Like,
you can kiss your ass goodbye.
D-Block.
They say hate spread faster than love. So the Bentley is black, same color as the master of gloves. With me, I'ma send a bastard above before he get a police, the first and last of your gov. These dickhead niggas, you shoot them, they bleed come. The two pussies they with, just make it a threesome. They growing up quick, you gotta buy your seed guns. Now they spray a magazine before they can read one. My glass jars had a hell of a weed run. Had we proceed, son, and I know heavy hood got a street fam, if not, they need one. I'm thinking short range, give me a sport range, and when it get warmer, I'm jumping in the stormer. Duck when I'm passing by. Put your head between your legs, kiss your ass goodbye.
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
D-Block.
La da 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 da.
You niggas lost your game, I'm throwing a rock down. Just to put y'all D, I'm back on the block now. Running your mouth before I shit all in it. All y'all ass, and I'm about to dig all in it.
Ew.
I burped you niggas, I fed and I burped you niggas. Quick as that, I will earth you niggas. Clothe you niggas, wipe the snot from the nose of you niggas. Want not to expose you niggas. Fifth knife or razor fight, I got a year and a day. Still played it like they gave me life. Can't walk through the jail without shackles and two cotton. Throwing shit on the warden out of the food plot. Got connects with Poppy Booth and the weed plant.
Yeah.
Get my khakis washed and pressed for a few cents. Respecting the jail, attacking the mail. I stay on the phone, I don't put collect on the bill. Why?
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
D-Block.
La da da.
Clowns who think I'm trying to sign with Hov to get close to the crown. I think a couple woos and ahs, jewels and cars, screw some bras, and I'm still cool with Nas. Yeah, real subtle still, so fucking ill, how you could turn an idea into a couple mil. But everybody got their hand in the pot, and so either you cut them off or you hand them a knot. And I ain't never planning to stop, I'm planning to rock till the rim's matching the top and the phantom is dropped. They'll never get away with shit, I pull off guard. Nice on the clutch, even though I pull off hard. And you know the old old kiss. You don't know the grown kiss. Got about five in me till I get homesick. Still got access to the two-tone bricks, Terry cloth sweats, and Wally, that pretty tone shit.
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
D-block.
La da da.
Mike?
Yo, yo.
How would you think about that?
That was all right.
I'm trying to open up NO Mike, but it ain't, uh-oh. Damn. NO? The whole, hello? Slim Mike?
I'm here.
Okay, well, if you all know, that means it has shut down live, so therefore I'm not able to play any more music. I was trying to bring NO's mic on before it closed out. However, we had a very good show tonight. We had a lot of participation from the audience. We also like to thank our listeners. We understand that everybody does not desire to speak and, you know, just prefer to be entertained, and that's fine. Whatever you do, enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? We're here to entertain. We want to thank our new listeners. A shout out to our old listeners. Our new countries that we have confirmed. Sean, check back in with us. We missed her. The other ones I'm mad with, but I think I know what happened because we did have an overload on the system. I just kept rolling and didn't let it frustrate me like I usually do. However, for those that like to listen, if you can listen on your internet and leave the lines open, because I can only take 50 callers at one time, and when we flood the lines, nobody can get through. It would greatly be appreciated because the other hosts use those lines as well. However, we will be with you all Tuesday and again on Thursday. And for those of you all that know me personally, remind me that Sunday is going to be shout-out Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Showstopper. You know, excuse me.
Out, you.
I keep it wet for you. What you say, Slick Mike?
Shout-out to Juicy.
You know what? You just such a tramp. You just go from one female to the next. At least I'm with one person. Well, if Polo was on here, I'd be with him too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how Lady Libra get down. It is what it is. Ain't nobody can do to change it. You know what I'm saying? However, go ahead and do your checkout, Slick Mike.
Hey, I just want to say I really enjoyed the show tonight. And you know what I'm thinking? We need to let this roll over to Tuesday. What you think?
You want
to
roll this? You want to do? Let me see. So you want to roll this one over to Tuesday? Still getting rid of motherfuckers on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think we need to roll this over to Tuesday because you know we got a lot of positive people that called in. You know, people got problems. You know, and they're looking for ways to solve their problems and. You know, shouts out to my homeboy out there in Oakland. Was it Oklahoma?
I think it was Northern Kentucky. I have no clue.
Okay. Well, shouts out to our new caller that called in. It's just so much going on. So, you know, I think that we need to roll this over to Tuesday and just continue to talk about this.
Shouts out to NO who held it down with us tonight. And 706, yep. Who didn't give me his name so I could properly rep him. NO is going to be a guest co-host because he's seen me roll. I remember him from last show. I'm like, this number look familiar. And then I spoke to him like, oh, yeah. I remember you,
okay.
Boo. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Lady Libra loves the people. You know what I'm saying? However, you know, wishing those that we wish you happy birthday. And shouts out to all new countries. I did not know we had y'all in the Dominican Republic. You freaking
oh, yeah.
Because you got to be freaky to listen to High Top Radio, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that we go from 18 to 80, that's dead-ass wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That's dead-ass wrong. How the fuck you going to go from 18 to 80?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess our next radio station going to be from 18 to under.
Okay.
from 0 to 18. What the fuck? I mean, are you serious? But you know what? That lets us know that we goddamn, we touching every motherfucking body.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to be a certain age to have a, you know what I'm saying, a cool side to be real. But that's all it is. We just being real. Ain't nothing about this shit fake. And if you're looking for something fake, I suggest you go buy some hell, because that's the only thing I can, you know, can tell you, because ain't nothing fake about High Side Radio.
Ain't nothing.
I'm this way every day of my life. And if you don't believe me, ask Showstopper.
Oh, yeah. Shots out to Juicy.
You know what?
Juicy, you.
You know, I'm so
good
for
you. The same all the way around.
However, it's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. I love you, world, and I'm going to try to continue to come as hard as I can. I mean, damn, that didn't even sound right. Wait a minute.
Nah, that did sound right.
I mean, wait a
minute. Dr. Juicy, I love you. Hot Talk Radio, I love you.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I never told you to say nothing. I was saying something.
Yeah.
I can't stand you.
Yeah.
You don't get to fight when I see you.
No, you
Hot Talk Radio has now about 14 different pages on Facebook. All you do is just go in your search bar, type in hot, and everything we motherfucking have put out there going to come up. We got the High Top Radio's Legion of Libras, Legion of Aquarius, Scorpio, every motherfucking sign that is. Whatever you are, go and search it. Join the page so that way we can keep you updated on all the shit we're going to be doing for the different zodiacs. We also have a Heat from the Street with Fat. She keeps she keeps us posted on what's going on in the streets. Heat from the streets. Don't Google it, but search on Facebook. Heat, H-E-A-T, from the D-A street. And it will, you know, you'll be led to that page. For those of y'all that have twins, or have we all that ain't the Gemini page. Clown, calm down. We also have High Top Radio's Legion of Twins. Not the Gemini page. We got a Gemini page for the sign Gemini. But for those of you all that have a twin sister, twin brother, whatever, join the page. We got shit we're going to be doing for y'all, too. You know.
Shit,
then those of you all that are not
a
fan on Hot Talk Radio, we got the fan page on Hot Talk Radio. Search Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. Boom. Look me up on tag, Lady Libra number one. I'm on Facebook, Tequila Lady Libra Bonham. I'm on Moco Space, Hot Talk Lady Libra. I'm on all the motherfuckers. Just Google Lady Libra Tequila. Yeah, I don't know what. Look, I'm down. Find me. It's going down. I don't know what to tell you. Our email address is hottalkradio@gmail.com. Go check out our promotional videos. Just search Lady Libra Reloaded. Check out the videos. There's other videos that are posted on there as well. Shout out to all our co-hosts, BCK, Professor, Juicy, Sean, Polo the One, DJ Sweet. You know, it goes down here in High Top Radio. Check us out again Tuesday, Thursday, same time, same place. 9 o'clock to 11. Until then, ladies, keep it fresh and wet. I can't stress this enough. Fellas, go deep and soft. I don't know, because, see, when you go deep and soft, you get situations that you might have not been looking for. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that the woman then want you to keep on hitting it. You know what I'm saying? So all I can say, if you don't want a relationship or the bitch to get attached, stick to the short fucks. Get in, hit, get out, leave. Stick to the short fucks. Now, if the shit happens to roll over into 5 years, that's a damn relationship. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Shout out to Dre. It's been 5 years, boo. 5 years, okay? Are you serious? Okay. Now, if you're trying to keep a bitch, then by all means, give her what you got. Same thing for the females. If you ain't trying to have this nigga knocking on your door every time your mama or your auntie stop by trying to see who car that is, don't be sucking his dick like that. Don't be deep-throating. Don't be swallowing. Keep that shit to a bare minimum. Lick, fuck, and tell him goodbye. And y'all cut out. Y'all won't be having to. I won't be having to do these kind of shows. So I have to do the kind of shows that fit the world. Sayonara, world. It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. I holla.
Peace.